spirit. The song said there's an army that's rising up.
Yes.
When I said, you're that army, you said, yes, yes, I am. Now that God's trying to work with you, I don't know if I am or not. My thank you, sure. He's going to have his way. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. The Pharisee's house, the scribes and the Pharisees always wanted to do things they waited, search them out to kill them out. They wanted to stop and change things the way they think it should be. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. See, if we get talked about, if they ever see you with a homemonger, or they ever see you with a liar, or they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the master come back and get them. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they gonna get up first. And then us, which are alive, we just still hanging around here. He said, we gonna get caught up with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. We're just trying to help you to get caught up with them. 37, and behold, there you go again. A woman in the city, which was a sinner. My. Made it plain, this woman was a sinner. Like the woman that all the men folks brought to Jesus, all the men folks, and said, Master, we caught her laying up with a man. We caught her in the very act.
Yes.
Now your word, I'm gonna put the word back on it. Your word, and Jesus once again, while he understood, the Bible said he was writing in the ground. And when he understood what they said, he said, all right, brother, if I got any one of y'all that ain't slept with her, if I ain't got any one of y'all that ain't trying to give us some money to put you on, if I got any one of you brothers, just one, if I just got one, you be the first to throw the stone at the sinner woman. You be the first.
Yes.
Bible say they all had to think about it.
Yes.
And say every one of them went to throw them stones down. Some of them tried to hide it, didn't want nobody to see them.
Come on.
You'll never be the same.
Come on.
Because he's breaking chains.
That's right.
He's breaking chains. And you're that army.
Yes. Yes.
37. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, protocol. At his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. I told y'all to remember about the head. This woman came as humble as you can and washed his feet with her tears, moaning and crying. I'm just so grateful to even be at his feet. And then wiped them with her hair.
Yes.
On her head. With her hair. In those days they wore coverings. But the Bible didn't say they wiped it with the covering.
That's right.
It said she wiped it with her hair.
That's right.
Now, when the Pharisees which had been saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him. If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, "Son, I have somewhat to say unto you." And he said, "Master, say on." There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be frankly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? He's going to love him the most, the one with 50 or the one with 500? Simon answered and said, "I suppose that be to whom he forgave most." And he, Jesus, said unto him, "Thou hast rightfully judged." And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet."
Come on.
Talking to Simon Peter.
Come on.
"But she hath washed my feet with her tears,
Jesus,
and wiped them with her hair of her head. If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet, my head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my head, my feet with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, a lot of them, are forgiven." They're forgiven. Bring you before the court, they bring you before this one, they bring you before that one, they talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all on you. But he said, "When I came to you, you didn't give me no water to my feet. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much you love me." But this woman showed it. This woman showed it. "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm showing it to you, Lord." Today, people want to say, "I love you, Pastor. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister." But you ain't showing it to me. How am I in the heart of my brother? Dressed in the clothes that I wear. Where is my little makeup that's on my face? The earrings that's in my ear. That little woman that you feel that you're better than. That little woman that you want to call the weaker vessel. God's got some soldiers that's rising up today. And we ain't just going to retreat at second class no more. You got some men folks out there that got the same brother voice from them. And say, "Let that woman go forth. And God want to use her. Let God use her. Say within themselves, "Who in the world is this that forgives sins also?" And he said to the woman, Thy faith have saved thy save thee. So I want to say to every happy, warming, smiling march. We got some folks don't want it. But undoubtedly, God has touched a million people's heart and mind to where they decided to give woman a woman's mind. They don't have a man's mind.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm found. Was blind, but now I, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Thank you, Jesus. So many dangers, so many toils and snares, I have. I've already come. Thank you, Lord. Not my grace. And that same grace is going to lead me and guide me. Just be seated. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise Him because you're not displaced. Praise Him because your loved ones are doing well. Praise Him because you got a roof over your head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on and praise Him. Even when nobody else is listening. Praise Him. Yes. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Lord, I thank you for being able to praise Him right now, for being able to praise your name, Lord. Lord, I'm asking right now that you bless this, the Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. And as your word comes forth, let it come forth with the fury and the justification that it should. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to somebody to draw them nearer and not drive them farther away. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Give honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus. Reverend Rodney Lennox, I think, is probably on a preaching engagement. We all know that he's helping out another congregation. To Minister Cindy Humphrey, who's here with us. To all of you all. So glad to see you all today. Such a beautiful day. Fishing weather. You get a line and I get a pole. Amen. Usually that's all I get, a line and a pole. I don't bring back no fish. I come back with the same line and the same pole. I do go to Albus's. They're always biting. I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine that's here, a modest guy, good man, Lieutenant Winston Bell. I got on my long distance glasses. I guess he thought I wasn't gonna see him sitting way in the back. Lieutenant Bell, I love you, brother. I've told you all this before, but me and Winston went on the only high-speed chase I ever got to go on my whole career. Usually you don't get to run lights and sirens. I think that's Code 3, wasn't it? But they called us one time and said, Code 3 to Cotilla Lake. Man, I said, Winston, did you hear that? He said, yeah. He said, they say Code 3. I said, I mean, we can open up everything. Lights, sirens, holler out the window, everything. He said, yeah, man. He said, let's roll. So we ran Code 3 all the way out to Cotilla Lake. Brother trying to shoot his wife. Had a bullet hole in the windshield talking about, I ain't did no shooting. I said, man, where that bullet hole come from? Winston said, give me every gun you got in your house right now. Amen. Code 3, that's the only one I ever ran. Man, I was excited. Amen. But that was enough. You're right. Amen. Usually when it's Code 3, something serious going on. Isn't that right, Carlos? Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of times in this life, we hear a lot of disturbing stuff, a lot of static on the line. Amen. Sometimes you can't focus because it's just like them old FM radios back in the day. You try to hear Marvin Gaye, but it's a lot of static. You got to keep tuning till you can hear Let's Get It On. Can I get a witness? Amen. But it's just a lot of extra noise. Amen. Amen. Go with me to the book of Job for a little while. Job 40th chapter. 40th chapter of the book of Job. See, sometimes noise is good, you know, when a police car or a fire truck, you know, you want to hear them because you want to get out of them brothers' way. Or a train, that noise is good. I hate to cross a crossing and see a train sitting there quiet and not saying nothing. You know, let me know you there. Amen. 40th chapter of the book of Job. And I'm going to read a few verses and then we'll turn this thing loose. Amen. Job 40. Y'all know Job. It's spelled just like J-O-B, job. Amen. I always thought that was neat. You know. If you're ready, say amen. Amen. This is how it reads. It says, moreover, and I'm starting 40 and 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. This is what we want to talk about today. Our subject is, can you hear God through the noise? Can you hear God through the noise? Amen. When I was running with my partners, the other kind of running, there was always somebody that wanted to ride and didn't have a quarter. They want to ride with you. They want to hang out with you. And if you're drinking, they want to drink with you. And all they have is a lot of noise. Man, we're going to go do this. We're going to do that. You know, don't have anything. That's just a lot of noise. Amen. Sometimes in our lives, we get people that just want to give us a lot of noise. No good intentions, nothing of instruction or value, just a bunch of noise. Sometimes you just want to say, man, I don't want to hear that noise anymore. Can you hear God through the noise? Nowadays, there are a lot of things that can help us to hear God, but there's a lot of things that keep us from hearing God if we let them. See, in the time of Job, there was a lot of confusing noise around him. The noise of dissension, folks not getting along, the noise of greed, the noise of apathy, the noise of hatred. But noise doesn't have to be a loud sound all the time. It often is a loud sound, but noise, Webster Dictionary says the definition of noise is any sound that is undesired or interferes with your hearing. Huh? It can be an unwanted disturbance, like static. Amen? So if something hinders you from receiving proper instruction, or direction, then that's just pure noise. Amen? Amen. When Job was in turmoil, he had so much noise around him till he couldn't properly hear God. And eventually made some rash judgments. Well, I think this has happened to me because of this or that. You know, you see, pain and trouble can often be noise. And it can make it hard for you to hear God through pain and trouble. Amen. If you don't believe me, try to pray when you're in pain. You got to concentrate a little bit. You got to make a little bit of extra effort. Pain can take you away from the Lord if you let it. It's a lot of noise. Job had lost everything he had. But God is still God. He's still God over in Houston. He's God in the Caribbean. He's God in Miami. But our scriptures tell of Job's hearing from God. In Job 1 through 5, it's a little story. God tells Job that Job should listen to him, not the other way around. See, Job was talking noise. You know, finally God said, now look, I'm God, you Job, okay? you know, you need to be listening at me. But finally, Job realizes his error, and he calls himself vile. You know, God, I'm wrong. And he says he will lay his hand on his mouth. In other words, I won't say another word. He'll let God do the talking. Sometimes we need to let God do the talking. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm listening for God, I have to be real quiet. Get off somewhere to myself. Sometimes it looks like I'm disassociating myself with my family, but I need to stop talking so I can hear God talk. I don't. Once you pray, you don't have to do all the talking anymore. Get off somewhere in your secret closet and let God deal with you. Get away from the noise. Get away from the interference. Get away from the static on the line. Finally, after 1 through 5, Job says in 6, Bible says this, then answered the Lord unto Job out of a whirlwind. Out of a whirlwind. You know, sometimes when the wind is blowing in your life, might make it a little bit hard to be able to hear God. Amen. But Job heard God out of a whirlwind. So whatever's happening in your life, I don't care what it is, you can hear God. He's still talking to you. And even if the winds of dissension are blowing in your life, can you hear God through the noise? He's still talking. God speaks to Job out of a tornadic formation to get his attention. You see, sometimes when God's talking, amen, he'll talk through a whirlwind. Because sometimes under normal situations, we don't want to hear anything. So sometimes God himself have to kick up a little noise. Can I get a witness? Got to put a little pain in your back. Make your feet hurt a little bit. Make your pocketbook run out. Then you be like, okay, God, that must be you talking. I'm ready to listen. Can you hear God through all the noise? 6 says, then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, listen to this, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. God is telling Job it's time to put on your big boy pants now. Gird up your loins. Look, you want to be bad? You know what's happening? You want to be God? Huh? Put on your big boy pants. Can you do the things I do? Can you form creation? Can you hold the world in the hollow of your hand? Gird up your loins like a man. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? You see, by ourselves, we're nothing. We're nothing. Just like filthy rags. I know you hear that from preachers all the time. But let me tell you something. We are nothing. I'm nothing. Once you realize you're nothing, that's when you can receive the salvation. But as long as you think you're something on a stick, as long as you think you're all that, long as you think you're better than the next person because you drive a little bit better car, live in a little bit better house, dress a little bit better, tall and handsome, other fellas short and stocky, it does not matter. When you finally realize you're nothing, then you can hear God through the noise. You see, a mirror can make a lot of noise sometimes. Amen. As long as you stay in the mirror, think everything is about you. They got a habit now on social media. They got a habit now. Everybody that's got a mirror in their house, amen, they use the mirror to take a selfie. Amen. It used to be so you'd have to ask somebody else, take this picture for me. Don't have to do that no more. Amen. The stores can't keep mirrors. Amen. Because everybody buying them full-length mirrors so they can stand in it and go. It's a lot of noise.